This is Murray Yates welcoming you today to Mission Breakthrough. Good afternoon and welcome to Life with a capital L. Today we are looking at the birth of Jesus Christ and what is significant in his birth. Well, the birthplace of Jesus is the fulfillment of just one of many prophets concerning the coming Messiah that were fulfilled during the first advent of the Lord Jesus Christ. We find the prophecy concerning the birthplace of Jesus in the book of Micah. But you, Bethlehem, though you are small among the clans of Judah, out of you will come for me one who will be ruler over Israel, whose origins are from old, from ancient times. The fulfillment of this prophecy is found in the Gospel of Luke. And in those days, Caesar issued a decree that a census should be taken of the entire Roman world. This was the first census that took place while Quirinius was governor of Syria. And everyone went to his own town to register. So Joseph also went up from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea, to Bethlehem, the town of David, because he belonged to the house and the line of David. He went there to register with Mary, who was pledged to be married to him and was expecting a child. And while they were there, the time came for the baby to be born, and she gave birth to her firstborn, a son. She wrapped him in clothes and placed him in a manger, because there was no room for him in the inn. Therefore, the name of the birthplace of Jesus in Bethlehem means the word means house of bread, and the city overlooks the main highway to Hebron in Egypt, and which is still a city today. Another significant thing about the birthplace of Jesus is a very interesting fact that King David was also born in Bethlehem. You find that in 1 Samuel 16, verse 1. And therefore Bethlehem is known as the city of David. And Jesus' early mother and her husband were also of the royal lineage of David. And so it is to this city that they returned to be counted. And of course, when the time had fully come, Jesus was born. Is it not proof of the wonderful sovereignty and the completeness of the plan and purpose of God that the one who was born to occupy the throne of David, the Lord Jesus Christ, was born of the line of David in the very same city as was David himself? Therefore, what we have in Micah's prophecy about the birthplace of Jesus, the Messiah, is a prophecy that can be applied to David, who became the King of Israel, and then also applied to the birth of Jesus Christ. Isaiah 9, verses 6 to 7 says, "For us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government will be on his shoulders. And he will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Of the increase of his government and peace there will be no end. He will reign on David's throne and over his kingdom, establishing and upholding it with justice and righteousness from that time on forever. The zeal of the Lord Almighty will accomplish this." And today, as we look at what happened from the time of the birth of Jesus. Now, this is how the birth of Jesus Christ came about. His mother Mary was pledged to be married to Joseph, but before they came together, she was found to be with child through the Holy Spirit. And because Joseph, her husband, was a righteous man and he did not want to expose her to public disgrace, he had in mind to divorce her quietly. But after he considered this, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream and said, "Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary home as your wife, because what is conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. And she will give birth to a son, and you are to give him the name Jesus, because he will save his people from their sins." And all this took place to fulfill what the Lord had said through the prophet, "The virgin will be with child and will give birth to a son, and they will call him Emmanuel, which means God with us." And when Joseph woke up, he did what the angel of the Lord had commanded him and took Mary home as his wife. And he had no union with her until she gave birth to a son, and he named him Jesus. After Jesus was born in Bethlehem in Judea, during the time of King Herod, Magi from the east came to Jerusalem and asked, "Where is the one who has been born King of the Jews? We saw his star in the east and have come to worship him." And when King Herod heard this, he was disturbed, and all Jerusalem with him. When he had called together all the people, chief priests and teachers of the law, he asked them where the Christ was to be born. "In Bethlehem in Judea," they replied, "for this is what the prophet has written. But you, Bethlehem, in the land of Judea, are by no means least among the rulers of Judea, for out of you will come a ruler who will be the shepherd of my people Israel." And then Herod called the Magi secretly and found out from them the exact time the star had appeared. And he sent them to Bethlehem and said, "Go and make a careful search for the child, and as soon as you find him, report to me so that I too may go and worship him." And after they had heard the king, they went on their way, and the star they had seen in the east went ahead of them until it stopped over the place where the child was born. And when they saw the star, they were overjoyed. On coming to the house, they saw the child with his mother Mary, and they bowed down and worshipped him. Then they opened their treasures and presented them with gifts of gold and incense and myrrh. And having been warned in a dream not to go back to Herod, they returned to their country by another route. And when they had gone, an angel of the Lord appeared to Joseph in a dream. "Get up," he said, "take the child and his mother and escape to Egypt. Stay there until I tell you, for Herod is going to search for the child to kill him." And so he got up, took the child and his mother during the night and left for Egypt, where he stayed until the death of Herod. And so was fulfilled what the Lord had said through the prophet, "Out of Egypt I called my son." For when Herod realized that he had been outwitted by the Magi, he was furious, and he gave orders to kill all the boys in Bethlehem and its vicinity who were 2 years old and under, in accordance with the time he had learnt from the Magi. Then what was said through the prophet Jeremiah was fulfilled. "A voice is heard in Ramah, weeping in great mourning, and Jacob weeping for her children and refusing to be comforted because they are no more." And after Herod died, an angel of the Lord appeared in a dream to Joseph in Egypt and said, "Get up, take the child and mother and go to the land of Israel, for those who were trying to take the child's life are dead." So he got up, took the child and his mother, and went to the land of Israel. But when he heard that Archelaus was reigning in Judea in place of his father Herod, he was afraid to go there. And having been warned in a dream, he withdrew to the district of Galilee, and he went and lived in a town called Nazareth. So was fulfilled what was said through the prophet, he will be called a Nazarene. What a wonderful thing to know that Jesus Christ has come, and he came for a reason. He came to bring men and women to himself. We celebrate his birth at Christmas time, but also we have to look ahead to see what he really came for, and that was to bring men and women to God through the fact that he died upon the cross and that he rose from the dead. But we are going to continue today by rejoicing in the fact that Jesus Christ was born and has come by some of the songs that where I took from the majesty and glory of Christmas. And so let us listen together to the songs. Thank you. And I hope you all have a great Christmas.
picture you shall see, evermore and evermore. O ye heights of heaven, adore him. Angel hosts his praises sing. Hearts of minions bow before him, and extol our God and King. Let no tongue on earth be silent. Every voice in concert ring.